There was a small notice in a trade publication titled Cars and Trucks, Volume 49, in 1977. It opens this way: "You saw what?" And then they continue: "Add another chapter to the annals of trucking history. Bat Column, a massive 101-foot welded steel sculpture, was spotted bunting, that is, moving clumsily, some say, along Interstate 90 in the Northeast and Midwest, destined for the Social Security Administration Center in Chicago." The brief notice might be the kind of thing that would catch the eye of artist Jeff George. If we dig a bit deeper, we learn Bat Column was commissioned from the Swedish-born artist Klas Oldenberg by the General Services Administration. We're told it was fabricated at the Lippincott Company in North Haven, Connecticut, and that Bat Column traveled 800 miles to Chicago. In fact, according to these people at McKay, no truck was large enough to carry the 20-ton, 100-foot column, so it was outfitted like a truck itself. Wheels and axles were mounted to both ends to enable it to make the trek horizontally. Once in Chicago, it was lifted into position by cranes from the aptly named Midwest Steel Erection Company and dedicated in April 1977. That from McKay. One more thing to notice: the Museum of Modern Art and many other sources use the word whimsical in referring to many of Klas Oldenberg's works. We also know that Oldenberg was interested in questions of scale in pieces of art. All that by way of a prologue to meeting Jeff George, an artist based here in Honesdale who may or may not have an interest in Oldenberg, but the themes resonate, the themes apply. George's show Dent is running now at the Wayne County Arts Alliance Gallery. There will be an artist's Q&A presentation and reception this Sunday before the exhibition closes, but there is still time to catch the intriguing, varied works in the packed-to-the-gills gallery space on Main Street in Honesdale. We had a chance to speak by phone with Jeff George about his art and its roots.
I was the guy in high school who had to stay after class to scrub the desk, because there was so much pencil on the desk and they just assumed it was me. So I just always had detention, had to do that before practice. But yeah, I was always making marks. Even when I was younger, I remember sitting with my grandmother and drawing. She was a crafter, and seemed like I would go through 50 sheets of paper and she'd still be on the first drawing. But I think I learned something from that as well.
So. In terms of patience or not rushing?
I think patience, yeah. And, you know, I would always go back to her drawings and see what she had done, you know, and I think there's a learning process in seeing it bit by bit by bit, screaming through some. Her drawings, she was a great person to sketch with.
Did she see you grow up to be an artist?
She did, actually. When I got my first job as a designer after college, she actually lived in the same town as I did. She moved here. And so she saw me in the beginning of my career in doing artwork. And she actually, we would have a work night at my house in the shop in the basement. She would come up and sit, and my children would be there, and they'd be, you know, making a mess. And she'd be knitting or tatting or doing some, you know, handcraft at the time. But she just wanted to be part of the group.
And that's not just a nice memory, because you have the tradition, you can make it your own. And your children can have that sense of not just family, but community sense that art is not something in an ivory tower, perhaps.
Exactly. Art is for everybody. You know, it should be.
Did you go off to major in and study art?
Yeah. Well, I went to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, and I studied design work. So it was more of a commercial background, which was good because, I mean, we had fine art classes as well, but it was also kind of way to get my foot in the door as a designer and art director, later to become an art director. And so I did that for a number of years, almost 20 years. And then I still do some graphic design for people, mostly logo design and corporate stuff like that. So I think I split my time, maybe now that I'm older, maybe 75% my own work and 25% I'm still working for people doing the job. You know, and once people know you're an artist in a small town, you're called on to do a lot of different things or ask. People would be like, do you do interior design? Do you do sign design? Do you do building design? You know, so you get a wider variety than you're taught in school. And so you either rise to the occasion or, you know, you just say you don't do that. I like the variety of work myself. You know, I like to do one day be working on a sign for somebody or my own piece of art, and then the next day I may be doing a logo design at my computer, and so there's a variety that I really like. I think that shows in my fine art, too, because I do a variety of work in my fine art. I have paintings, I also have sculpture work, and I have some stained glass pieces and color, black and white. I kind of jump around.
And your sense of scale is remarkable because you do what you've just described, but you're also a mural painter.
I do some mural work. That all sort of happened a little bit by accident. Some local friends that run the farmers market got a grant from Penn State to do a mural, and they invited me to a potluck dinner. And during the course of the night of the potluck dinner, I agreed to help them put this mural up, and we did one. And once you do one, you know, there's always people who stop and, you know, do you have a card? All right, can you come look at the side of my building? And it just went from one to the next. And so that was about 8 or 9 years ago, and we've been busy every summer since. Done as many as 9 and as few as 5, but every year, you know, it just, and they're all a variety of work. You know, people want different things. You know, they want either a historical thing or maybe something that is related to their work or related to their town. Or sometimes they just want artwork, which is kind of fun, actually, because you can really branch out then and explore, you know, new territories.
I suppose your training in graphic design may have helped you. Did it with questions of scale, because you must have to think about that.
Yeah, it really did help. Even with the first one, they're like, do you know how to do that? Or have you ever done that? And I'm like, well, I did one in high school. But that was just kind of, but I know the principle. You know, we can either do a grid or do a projection or do a doodle kind of pattern. And we kind of went from there. And we actually had a bunch of people meet and have ideas. And I sort of took all their ideas and brought it into one cohesive design. And then that's what we painted. And that was nice because we had volunteers from the community, both the farming community and just the community that wanted to come in and help. And we said, sure, everybody can help. This is kind of a community mural. And that was great because you would have people who had skills. You know, you could say paint that dairy cow. They had that kind of skills. Or you had people come in that had no skills and you could say paint the top of that tree green. Because once you get to a big, you know, the whole top of the tree is 5 feet by 5 feet. So that becomes a job just painting in the solid color. And that was nice. So everybody got involved.
Again, you were talking about art should be for everybody. And that's a case where it could be.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, when we're painting in town, it doesn't even matter what town it is. If a family or somebody stops and they have questions, you can always tell the people who have questions, even if you're up on a lift, because they'll hang around, you look down, and, you know, they'll have that look on their face. And so we're like, let's take a break. And we go down, we see what the questions are, and we'll just take a minute and share, especially, you know, with kids, because kids always have questions. You know, how do you get it on there? And, you know, what kind of paint do you use? And do you ever spill? And, I mean, there's just a million questions kids have, and we just try to field them all, which is fun. And also nice to take a break.
You mentioned sculpture. So where does that come from? Were you down in the basement whittling or learning from?
No, my grandfather was a master carpenter. He was a builder. And when I was a young teen, I actually helped him work on a few projects, one being his own permanent retirement house. And that sort of got me, you know, smelling sawdust and really kind of liking the whole. And, you know, once you see the process of how a building comes together, then you sort of start appreciating other people's buildings and other people, how things are put together. And you know, sculpture, that's just like building and fabricating, but you're making art. It's a similar process. You know, you build something and you get it to the point where you like it, and then you got to disassemble it and sand it and stain it or paint it, and then you got to hopefully you can put it back together the way that you had it in your kind of assembled mock-up. And then, I don't know, it's just I like that process. And you still get to smell sawdust, which is also kind of a cool thing.
Do you collect odds and ends to put together in pieces like that?
I do. You know, my wife's a banker, and we have what we call the Sanford and Son rule. You know, I can have it, but I can't start piling it up outside. She doesn't want to have that junkyard look around the house. So I have a very organized basement is where my shop is. And, you know, often people will call me up and say, hey, can you come clean out my barn? And I'm like, that's something I can't do. I can look at a few pieces, but, and I got to tell you, Erica, sometimes I just sneak things in, you know, when she's not home. You know, if I can't help myself and I got to have it, I'll grab it and just kind of bring it home. But I do have quite a collection of stuff in the basement to use up.
Well, your secret is safe with all of us listening.
All right. That's great. Yeah, I'm sure it won't get out now.
We promise. In reading what you've said about the pieces in this show or your work in general, the word that comes up is whimsy. You have a tremendous imagination. What about creating pieces that are not dedicated to massacres and things like that? Do you see art as something that lifts our spirits?
I do. You know, the first job I had out of school was at Highlights for Children, the children's magazine. So in that environment, being an art director, you know, you just receive all this artwork from other illustrators, you know, for assignments on books and magazines and products. And in looking at that every day, you just see the delight in it. And I don't know, that just, it just embeds itself in you. And, you know, I don't want to do a war scene. But on the other hand, I don't really find myself doing a landscape painting either. You know, I like to find something that looks like it's a bit of a story and kind of cut it out and paint that and illustrate that. So when someone's looking at it, I can see them sort of filling in the work in the beginning of it, and then the picture I have, and then the end of the story. And most times they smile, you know, and that's kind of a good thing. And I tell people, you can bring your kids. I mean, it's really for everything. Kids find things just to wonder about, you know, in some of the pieces, which is kind of fun to see, I think.
And what about the title of this show, Dent?
Well, I'm kind of fond of small words. You know, the smaller the better, easy to remember. And, you know, the way I look at it is I have a whole pile of work that I want to finish in the rest of my life total. And I just see this as kind of a small dent in that pile of work. So it seemed like the appropriate name. Oh, and hopefully people will remember it. It certainly has raised a lot of questions, which is kind of fun.
And the image on the card, for example, the display card or the show notice card, there's lots of detail, lots of color, beautiful image. And it says, there's something about a sword. Do I see sword in there?
Yeah, sword and quill. Yeah. Well, you know, I get on sort of, I don't want to say kicks, but I get on this idea where I really like something, so I do a lot of sketching of it. Like I was up in New England, and I really admired some of the armatures and the structures that held signs on some of the old buildings. You know, they were literally works of art, either made by metal or wood or whatever. And sometimes they held, I'm telling you, a sign that you could barely read that might have said fish on it. But it was the armature, the whole structure of the sign. And so I have a couple pieces in this show from that series of sketches of this kind of armatures that might have held a sign for a pub or a restaurant or a shop or anything.
We were talking about scale with the murals. What about size when it comes to these pieces?
I have two paintings that are 4 foot by 4 foot, which is pretty large. And then there's a couple that are about 3.5 feet. And then the rest of the pictures are in the 20 by 30 range, probably. And then sculptures are all over the place. There's a spire that has a weather vane on it that's probably 7 feet tall. And then right down to some smaller pieces in the gift shop and around, both sculptural and painting size. And some prints are also there. What we decided to do is just bring a lot of stuff in and pack the first floor. So there is, unlike a lot of shows that you might see in galleries, they're not really spaced out. Everything is sort of packed in, stacked. Really, any place you're in the gallery, you can look at two or three pieces. It's not like you have to look at one and walk 10 feet and look at the next one. We really got things kind of jammed in there, and it has a very nice ceiling, kind of cozy, and you can really get kind of embedded into the whole thing.
That's a nice word, embedded into the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you have a reception very shortly.
Yep, this Saturday night at 5 o'clock. They asked me to do a gallery talk, but it's really going to be more of a question and answer thing. I'm going to kind of start out a little bit and just maybe explain the signage kind of thing and why I do so many different things, and then just open it up for questions and answers. I'm sure people are going to have questions and answers. And then, you know, the questions always lead to like more of a discussion about things than if you didn't have questions, I always find. So I think that'll work out really well. And then that's followed by like a reception kind of closing party. And then everything comes home on Sunday.
Is that an emotional time when you have to go around and make sure everything's secure and packed up?
Yeah. The way I look at it is like they asked me to do this show like a year and a half ago. You know, they asked me to be in last year's lineup, and I was like, you know, you got to give me some time because I really like to have at least half new stuff every show that I have. So I'm like, you know, if you give me like a year and a half, then I can build up on that. So I have that whole big push all through this last winter. So there was an emotional time when we hung the show in the very beginning 5 weeks ago that when I got home, I was like, okay, that's that, because I had that relief of being done with this buildup. And now just bringing it home, I don't know if it's going to be emotional. I think it's on to the next kind of thing. What's next? That's always the question with me is, what are we doing next?
Could it happen that when you're in the midst of an exhibition of your work and you're surrounded by so many pieces that there might be a spark, an idea that points you in a new direction that you'd like to explore?
Oh, yeah. There's always a lineup. This show is just cut out of the big lineup. Since the show, I have 4 new pieces for a show later in the summer. So it's always kind of an ongoing thing. And it's also what to try next. I thought I'd try my hand at leather tooling, which is like, you know, the old cowboy saddle look. I thought I might do some work with that. Found a quarter of a hide, and I'm going to give it a try.
So stay tuned, in other words.
Stay tuned, yeah. I don't know if it'll ever amount to something, but I never thought I'd be doing stained glass either. You know, you start and you do a piece, and then someone says, oh, you should do another, you know, you should do more of that. And then you do, and then it becomes part of your thing.
You may not think of the elements of a work, whatever the form, whether it be sculpture or painting, as something separate. But are you just in love with color, for example?
Oh, yeah. Color's my thing. I really do like color quite a bit. Although in the show, there's 3 or 4 black and white pieces. Sometimes it's a utility of where you are and what you can do. You know, now when COVID hit, we decided that we would go and rent a place away from here. Like we went to Florida during the winter and we rented a place, kind of held up there. You can't travel with your entire tool set in your shop or your glass, and you can't travel with all that. But you can travel with an illustration board and pen and ink. That's easy to travel with. So you can easily find a dining room table in the rental property and do a piece of art that way. And then you can bring it home safe and get it framed. You know, you don't need a whole set of pastels or watercolors or anything. You just need a pen and ink and a board. So sometimes my artwork is driven by where I am and what I have access to, sort of, which is handy to have a variety of styles and a variety of mediums you like to work in, because then it makes it easier to travel and do things like that. There's a piece in this show that's in colored pencil, and I got done, and I looked at it, and everybody's like, wow, that's a nice colored pencil. In my mind, I was like, man, I'm never doing colored pencil again. It just seemed like it was hard to get the color to be on the thing, and I just... Where I could use pastels and really get that color on fast, you know, and thick and really have that luxurious look to it. And so I'm not sure what I'm going to do with my set of colored pencils, but I don't think I'll be doing anything colored pencil for a while.
One more question. When you were in Pittsburgh in school, there's some fine galleries, museums in Pittsburgh. Did you go poke around and did you see anybody you liked?
Oh, yeah. I hung out and I did like the sculpture work there. You know, there's some Calders in Pittsburgh that are very nice, very big. And, you know, I would just wonder how do you get to that scale? I mean, I like when we're painting the mural and there's a lift and we have scaffolding, we have all that stuff that makes it in a bigger project. My wife's like, you know, to travel, it might be easier if your sculptures were smaller. And I'm like, we should make them bigger. We should have like a lead truck with flashing lights that says wide load on it, pulling the sculpture on a tractor trailer, and then have a car following that that says wide load on it. You know, I had really admire, for some reason, the scale of some of the pieces are just, I'm drawn to those. So the outside sculpture gardens are more draw to me than sometimes the inside galleries. But I like it all. I mean, I can't tell you how many alarms I've set off in galleries, because one of my teachers said you should always look from close and always look from far. So I always look at a distance. But then I like to get sort of close, you know, not super close, not touch your nose on the canvas, but close enough where you can see brush strokes and how they may have applied paint and stuff like that. Now with all these electric sensors, of course, you know, you're tripping alarms like no tomorrow. So a little embarrassing, but I think it's still a good way to learn is from other people's works.
If people want to see your work up close, they have until Sunday in Wayne County. But do you have an online site where they can take a look, too?
Well, you can find me on Instagram. That's the one I seem to keep up with the most current images. And I also have the widest variety there because I put mural stuff on there and just things in process. And so that is Jeff George Design Co., CO. And I'm getting close to have 1,000 people follow me. Can you imagine 1,000 people? I don't even know 1,000 people. Amazing if I could get to 1,000, wouldn't it?
In this day and age, we know the power of the media. You may be surprised when you check tomorrow after this interview is broadcast to see what the results are.
That'd be spectacular. My daughters, who are scientists, they're the ones that are, you know, you ought to have stickers and you ought to have Facebook and you ought to have this other stuff. They're driving that part of my work, as it were, and they would be tickled if I got to 1,000.
Well, tell us, how many more do we have to get? I mean, a couple hundred?
I think it was, no, not even. It was like 900 and something the other day. I don't look at it as often as I should, probably.
Okay, well, listeners, you know what you should do. Follow Jeff George on Instagram. After all, Sunday is Father's Day, and if you make it to 1,000, you'll be giving your daughters a Father's Day gift. We spoke with artist Jeff George of Honesdale about his work in connection with his current solo show at the Wayne County Arts Alliance Gallery, 959 Main Street in Honesdale, The show runs through this Sunday, June 15th, and there will be an artist event, which would be a Q&A session and also a reception, a closing reception. For more information, on the web, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org. That's the show titled Dent, featuring the work of artist Jeff George, and it is taking place through Sunday at the Wayne County Arts Alliance Gallery, 959 Main Street in Honesdale. And of course, as we heard, it's a challenge of sorts. If you have a chance to check Jeff George on Instagram, maybe you'd like to follow him. Here is his address. It's Jeff George Design CO. Jeff George Design CO. But the exhibition runs through this Sunday, and it's the Wayne County Arts Alliance Gallery, 959 Main Street in Honesdale, WayneCountyArtsAlliance.org.